at the 2017 Cattle Industry Convention here in Nashville, Opryland Hotel, and we're with thousands of other cattle producers that are here, and the man that's kind of leading them for 2017, Tracy Bruner, Kansas rancher. You're obviously been NCBA president this last 12 months. Tracy, you took over in San Diego. You're leaving the office at the end of this convention in Nashville. What's your year been like?
Well, as you know, Ron, past year has been very challenging for the American beef industry. We've seen significant market price declines, and in response to the growing supplies of cattle and beef that we have around the country. But the one thing that I would tell you is that as I've traveled the United States to many states and talked with beef cattlemen, the one thing that I find everywhere is the resilience and the strong fortitude of the American beef producer, and an overwhelming optimism that we will continue to have a strong and efficient American beef industry. You know, the American cattleman has gone through this period of adverse prices, and the U.S. beef industry is still very strong financially, and we have favorable weather conditions, we have good feed supplies, and there's incredible opportunity for beef producers, and that's being reflected by a lot of entry into the beef industry and beef business by young producers. And I find more and more that the young producers in agriculture are seeing the value and the opportunity in the American beef industry. We've got lower commodity prices, we've got favorable weather conditions, and that means that there's opportunity to add value to those low-priced commodities, and beef is the way that we do that. So the American beef industry is strong. It's growing, and if you don't believe that the next generation of beef producers sees that, well, just go walk through the trade show and through the halls here at Nashville, and you'll be so encouraged as I am at the wonderful participation that we have from the next generation of American cattlemen and women.
I guess the industry has also kind of voted on their feelings about the health of the industry. We see continuing growth as far as numbers of cattle and number of beef cows that are out there across the U.S.
Well, that gives us increasing beef supplies, and the upshot of that is that we need increased markets. We need growing markets for these growing supplies. We not only have growing supplies of beef, but growing supplies of pork and poultry as well. And so with that strong American beef industry, we need expanded global market access. The best way to increase demand for our product at the wholesale level is increasing market access. And so we're going to continue to make that point within the new administration and emphasize the benefits of trade and the increasing the importance of trade to the financial health of our industry.
Last year in San Diego, then your mid-year meeting as well, a lot of emphasis on the Trans-Pacific Partnership, TPP. The new administration campaigned on basically backing out of it. They've kept their word in that regard. What's next? Do we start looking at maybe some bilateral deals with key people like Japan?
Well, success of TPP would have given us an immediate level playing field into our greatest market of Japan. So if that is truly behind us, well, then we would encourage a new day in bilateral agreements or whatever it takes to expand that market access into Japan, lower our tariff rate access, and give the American beef industry the level playing field that it needs to succeed in that market.
I guess what even with that differential between Australian beef and U.S. beef, we've had a good year of selling beef into Japan.
We really have. You know, global trade is so complex, and the value of the dollar is just one aspect of that. But yes, you're correct. We have after a year or two of declining exports of beef. We've seen expanded exports, and so our export market is growing. The imports into the United States are only stable to declining as well. So the upshot of trade is that we're in an average or a mediocre kind of position right now. But with that dynamic of growing supplies, it just makes paramount the importance of trade to our industry and gaining better market access to growing global markets.
There's some things that seem to be blowing the right way for the cattle industry in Washington with the arrival of the Trump administration. One is a dedication or an announcement from the Trump administration to try to roll back on regulations. The two-for-one deal that was just announced, the executive order, his interest in doing away with WOTUS. It seems like that's good news for NCBA.
We think those type of initiatives and that type of posture is extraordinarily constructive for all of American industry and business, and especially for American agriculture. So we're looking for regulatory relief on the WOTUS executive order. We believe that this will be killed once and for all, and we're also looking for some help and an end to this GPSA rule that was put forward by the previous administration. The GPSA rule would threaten the quality-based programs, the premium markets that are produced for by America's farmers and ranchers. It would force packers and processors to pay one price for all cattle, no matter what the quality. So, we think this would be a real threat to the quality revolution that we see going on in the American beef industry, where American farmers, ranchers, cattlemen produce for premium markets and are rewarded for doing so. So we want the GPSA rule killed.
Let's switch gears, if we might, just a little bit. One of the things that's been a big challenge for the cattle industry and for really for all of animal agriculture and even some of our crop farmers as well, dealing with the consuming public that seems to be a lot more skeptical about what we do, and they want to know more about it. They want more transparency. What do we do? What does NCBA do to help their producers do that right?
Well, you make an excellent point, Ron, and the takeaway is the American beef industry has already recognized this and has invested heavily in ways to increase the transparency and responsiveness of our industry. You know, I might call out just a couple of those initiatives. The Beef Quality Assurance Program has been in effect for over 20 years, and it has educated tens of thousands of American cattlemen and women and farm and ranch employees on best management practices for the handling of our cattle. It's works in every area from cattle handling to animal care to injection sites and a whole host of ways that has increased the ability and the way that we care for our cattle. Another area I might mention is our work on sustainability. You know, we have we've invested in sustainability research and one to find out exactly where we are, so that we know just what are the quantities of resources that go into the production of American beef, and then secondly, so that over time we can benchmark where we are at and chart improvement and explain the success of the American beef industry in becoming more sustainable, because that's what sustainable really is. It's becoming doing better over time. So those would be a couple of examples of how the American beef industry has increased their responsiveness to the American consumer. And I guess I just close by saying that of all our food products and of all our proteins, why I see the American beef industry as being the most responsive of all.
As we wrap up here, let's talk just a little bit about what you see ahead. In other words, you've had the chance to interact with a lot of producers, a lot of folks within the industry, suppliers and folks that are helping us market our cattle, all these things. What's ahead? What What are the chores that you're kind of leaving for Craig and the folks that will be following you in the officer chairs at NCBA?
Well, as always, there's always a host of issues that are ongoing, and I've once heard a man say that in politics no victories are permanent and no defeat is forever. So we'll continue to work on those issues. But the one thought I'd like to leave with you, Ron, is that I see an incredibly strong, vibrant, and growing American beef industry. I see young producers that are entering and expanding and growing in their production of beef and the farms and ranches that they operate, and this new generation of American millennial producers that is going to lead us on to places that we've never been, and we're going to be so happy to be on that journey.